Welcome to the Bill Elliott Driver Development Podcast for this week, and it was a very successful week for Bill Elliott Racing. First off, you had the driver of the number 19, Casey Roderick, lead flag to flag at Lanier National Speedway last Saturday night. You also had a pretty big deal because he won the Super 6 Points Championship. Now, Casey was so busy this week testing tires with Trey Poole and Chase Elliott over at Uncle Dan Elliott's Gresham Motorsports part that he didn't have enough time to join us specifically for this podcast. But during the Chandler Communications Radio Network broadcast of the race, we heard from Casey Roderick at Victory Lane. Let's visit with him now with our pit road correspondent, David Chandler.
The very big check, which hopefully he doesn't try to put in an ATM machine tonight, because, Casey, that it will reject it. How do you feel? We saw your parents congratulating you, Bill Elliott, Cindy Elliott, everybody. I think we're your lucky charm. You've won three in a row. You've won the Super 6. You won $25,000 or $2,500, and then you won the big check for the Super 6. You're the Super 6 2009 champion.
That feels awesome. We turned this program around about 3 weeks ago with this new car. So, over a month ago. But, man, I just want to thank Bill Elliott for giving me the chance to race. And I love racing with these guys. Jim Barfield, everybody at the shop. Ricky Turner helps Chase out. Everybody's great over there. I'm just tickled to death to be able to do this.
You think you have the car? You're going to take this car to the next two points races and maybe win the series title in Nashville on Halloween Eve.
Yeah, I can't wait for that race. We went last year for the All-American 400. I ran the crate race, and we're anxious to get back there because we didn't run too good last time. So with this new car, hopefully we can do that.
Are you going to be in the next week's race, which is a combined ASA and gas race? Are you going to bring this car in, or are you going to maybe take the week off maybe not wreck the car so then you wouldn't be able to go for the championship?
Well, no, we'll be here next week. We got a couple sponsors, Hometown Community Bank, It's Better in Browserton, Cork and Keg. We got a couple of them, wanting to be with us next week. So, no, man, I want to race every week.
And now we're joined on the Bill Elliott Driver Development Podcast by Trey Poole, driver of the number 91 Ford for the team. And Trey, you had a pretty decent weekend at Lanier National Speedway. You didn't make a whole lot of noise at the very front of the pack as Chase and your teammates Chase and Casey did, but you still ran pretty solidly in that number 91. So tell us about your race there last weekend at Lanier National Speedway.
Yeah, got to start out with qualifying there. I'm slowly getting better at qualifying, learning the edge of the car and where I can really use all the cars got there for qualifying, and I'm getting a little better. I still could have got a little more there. I qualified fastest I've ever qualified there. I run a 14 flat, and like I said, that's a tenth faster than I've ever qualified there, and it only put me seventh, so that shows the caliber of race team that we've got, running up here in the gas series, Lanier National Speedway. But yeah, we had a really solid night. There at the beginning of the race, I started seventh, and I got stuck there on the bottom. I know a lot of people probably think, the bottom's the way to go, but apparently not this past weekend. I got stuck at the bottom. Car was a little tight, shoving the center, and they were pinching me down up off, so I couldn't really get up off the corner hard. But once I found out that top line was where my car wanted to be, I was rolling around them on the outside, and I fell back, I think, to like 13th or so, and I drove back by, a bunch of cars and wound up sixth. So, I didn't make a whole lot of noise up front, partially probably because, my qualifying run and, they just got away from me, didn't have any cautions. But I really think if I had a caution there, halfway or so, I could have run up there with those guys. And I don't know if I'd had a shot to win, but I know I had a top five car at least. Maybe I'm pretty sure I could have finished right behind Chase there in third place.
And you'll get a chance to try that all again this weekend because you're running in that James Garrison Memorial 100 race. How do you feel going into that race on Saturday night?
I'm especially with this past weekend's run, my feel for the car is definitely there. I'm getting everything back going. My confidence is way up. I had a lot of fun this past weekend. Second best finish I've had there in the gas series, best finish I've had at Lanier in the gas series, and it was just, it was a blast. I could drive by people if I wanted to. I could go anywhere on the track. It was just an all-around good weekend. This weekend I'm hoping to build on that. They're going to have a ton of good cars here this upcoming weekend. I think we just touched the surface of that here last weekend, but you know, my confidence is up there, and I'm starting to get a handle on the car. You know, brought it home in one piece, so we can just work on it, you know, and hopefully get it better.
And confidence is definitely a key component of being successful in any kind of race car. Now, you did have a little bit of trouble in the race. You got a little squirrely on the back straightaway over there, just barely popped the wall. That made for a long day, I guess, at the shop here on Tuesday. Tell us a little bit about some of the preparations you had to do because of that and some of the preparations you typically have to go through in the shops, since you're a shop employee and you work on your own race car.
Yeah, you're right there, but there Saturday night, you know, I guess we're about 15 laps to go. And coming off of turn two, you know, I was running up high, so I got back in the gas trying some things, trying to catch those two cars in front of me there for sixth place. You know, got back in the gas, and they kind of stepped out at me there at the end, and I stayed in the gas and tried to hold it off the wall. But I got it. You know, I got it fairly good, bent a wheel, but got back in the shop, you know, checked the square in the rear end, and it was a little bit off, so we got that all fixed back up. I mean, that's, you know, I cleaned the car today, you know, check that, you know, do routine maintenance here for this upcoming weekend. You know, it's not too bad. You know, I've got kind of an easy week this week because I, you know, packed my bearings and changed my oil and everything last week, so we kind of go by two race basis on that. But I mean, you know, just typical things you do in the race shop, bolt check, done that today, so
that's pretty much it. It's so great to hear, you know, drivers like you that actually work on their own race cars, and maybe some testing in the future a little bit this week. Thursday plans possibly to go up to Gresham Motorsports Park, which is owned by some of your kin, Dan Elliott, the head of that track over there. Tell us a little bit about the possible tire tests you're going to be doing over there for Hoosier.
Yeah, we're talking about going over there. We're all getting the cars ready in preparation to go there for Thursday, but I'm pumped about it. You know, I've raced at Cordell and Lanier, and that's the only two tracks I've raced at in the late model, you know, and they're both, you know, I say, you know, you're a 3/8 mile track there at Lanier, and you're a 4/10. They call it 3/8 down to Cordell, but I say it's more of a 4/10. I'm happy, and, you know, I'm anxious to get on a bigger track and see how the car's different, see how I react differently. I feel like I would do better on a bigger track. Then again, you know, this isn't a race. It's just a tire test, so we're just trying to figure things out for everybody else. But I'm pumped about it, man. I hadn't been there, and it's, you know, it's got a lot of history, and they've redone it. So I'm anxious. I'm biting at the bit to get out there, man.
And that's a track where I believe Curtis Turner, among many of the legends, were in the debut of that racetrack. Now, Trey, you said you wanted to get on the bigger track. You're about ready to just take that 91 and go over to Talladega, right?
Yeah, well, so we can go to Talladega if I want to go do some restricted play stuff, flying around in a bumblebee's nest. But I think I'll take that number 91 and throw it on an Arca car or something like that if I can get some backing from some of these some companies out there. But now, you know, we're still hunting sponsorship over here. Just, you know, need a little bit of help to go farther than where we are right now. And you know, that's something everybody's struggling with right now. You know, hopefully the economy's coming back around, but I mean, we'll see. I'm working for it, so hopefully it'll come around that way.
And, folks, if you do want to sponsor one of these race cars, go to BillElliott.com or ChaseElliott.com. Sure, there's buttons over there to contact those teams and try to get hooked up with that. Well, Trey, listen, we wish you the best of luck this weekend. The Georgia Asphalt Series broadcast will be on the air. The Chandler Communications Radio Network will have flag-to-flag coverage beginning about 9 o'clock Saturday night, the Greg Smith Equipment pre-race show on ESPN 1240, the Ticket in Gainesville, and, of course, online at RaceFanRadio.com. We wish you the best of luck, Trey.
All right, I appreciate it.
I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull, and you've been listening to the Bill Elliott Driver Development Podcast. See you next week.